Support for The Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Helen Jones Foundation, from the Community Foundation of West Texas, from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech University's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts is initiating a new program this week to expose more people to Lubbock's art. We'll have all the details on today's show. Stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are at the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts. We are visiting with Lindsay Maestri, who is the Community Engagement Manager for the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts, and also Emily Wilkinson, who is the Director for Public Art at Texas Tech University. Welcome to you both. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
The Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts, or LUCA as we know it, is launching a new and fascinating project. Tell us about it.
So we are launching Art Ride LBK, which will be an art tour of downtown and the Depot District via bicycle.
Wow, okay. That sounds really complicated. Who came up with the idea and how did you make it happen?
So we were looking at a way to engage some of the other spots on the First Friday Art Trail. People come to LUCA and they want to stay here at LUCA and CASP. And we have 16 venues actually on the art trail. So to encourage people to get out and see some of those other spots, we thought, let's see if we can do something on a Saturday that would get people to kind of see some of those other galleries on the trail. Mm-hmm. So we had been kind of pitching around an idea of a bike ride of some sort, and it seemed to pair perfectly. So That's where we went.
So a neat way of transporting yourself to these various locations mm-hmm. to see art. What did it take to devise a bike trail that would make that happen?
Well, we knew right away we wanted to bring in some spots that were maybe not just on the First Friday Art Trail. So we talked to Emily Wilkinson about bringing in some pieces around the city, you know, pieces on campus. And then working with her, we kind of just figured out a trail that would work for us to go up the Depot District all the way almost to 19th, and then come back down, connect to Broadway with the great new bike trail access, cut over to campus, and the path was pretty much born.
Right. For someone who just brings their bike, is it obvious how they would be able to get where they're supposed to go and how to get there?
Yes. So we will start from LUCA at 10 a.m. Velocity Bike Shop will be on hand to give a little safety demo to riders before the ride, and then they will also lead the ride.
Oh, right.
So we will have people there and LUCA staff to kind of be designated, follow us, you know, along the trail. Also, we'll have people as you stop at the various venues and people want to go in and check it out, we'll have staff there to watch the bicycles.
Oh, right. Yeah. Excellent. Great. Emily Wilkinson, you're Director of Public Art at Texas Tech, which, by the way, is really fantastic.
Thank you.
It's really great. So how did Texas Tech get involved in this, and how are you incorporating into the Art Ride Lubbock?
Well, honestly, you know, Texas Tech is such a big campus, so bike tour is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, just kind of thinking about it, thinking it would be a fun way to get people out and see the art. And then Lindsay and Jacob from LUCA contacted me this winter and asked if we would be interested. And so, of course, I said, yes, we would love to do that because that's something that, you know, I'd kind of thought about but hadn't really ever had a chance to implement. So we're really excited, not just to be a part of this, but we love that connectivity with downtown, being able to use the new bike path on Broadway and really get people to see both Luca art venues downtown and then come onto campus and see some of the art that we have. If we do this monthly, it'll be a long time before you see another repeat public art piece because we have so many on campus. This is a great way to kind of break it up and see different things a little bit at a time.
That actually was my next question is, you're looking at doing this on a regular basis?
Yes, we are. Once a month. So it'll be the first Saturday of every month, right after First Friday Art Show.
Right. Now, Texas Tech already has an infrastructure to make this workable. Is that correct?
Definitely.
So it's pretty easy to do?
Yes, I would say campus is already very bike friendly. People are used to seeing bikers on campus. So we have pretty natural paths to go through and hopefully get people who aren't students or always on campus to come on and learn a little bit more about campus and what we have to offer with our public art.
And Saturday's pretty easy
yes.
to get on the campus and to do that. Right. For someone who may not have seen the artwork, for instance, that's at Texas Tech, this is a major project that's been going on for quite a long time. Where are you and what's next?
So for people who don't know Texas Tech, the entire system does a percent for art program, meaning 1% of the budget of a construction project goes to art for that project. So we actually have a Regents rule that every construction project over a certain budget has to follow this rule. So we've added over 100 pieces to the entire collection since 1998. Lots of art has been added to campus, so if you haven't seen it, definitely come by and see it on this tour or anytime. But what we do is an original commission for each project, so artists from all over the world can apply when we post a new project, and our public art committee selects from those artists and selects finalists for each project. And once they have our finalists actually come to Lubbock, do interviews, and create a full proposal for the project. And the committee will select an actual artist for that project. And the chancellor and the president of Texas Tech will have the final approval. And once that's done, we work with the artist on actually creating the piece for the project. So from start to finish, it actually takes about the same amount of time as the building. So we really try to get started early to have it in time for the ribbon cutting on the building.
Right. Well, that sounds wonderful. Lindsay, one of the things I really love about this particular endeavor that you have is that it encompasses the whole of the Lubbock Cultural District, which is something that Lubbock has designated as a cultural district.
Right. We really want people to access all of those venues along the First Friday Art Trail, which has a lot of those stops in the cultural district. So get out and look at the other galleries. That was a big part of putting together this art ride.
Right. So on Saturday, as you kick this off, people just need to bring their bikes?
They need to bring their bikes and they need to bring a helmet. That's a very important part of our ride. But yeah, just show up. We'll have Velocity on hand to lead that tour. So show up. It's about a 2.5-mile ride. It starts at 10 a.m. from Luca. So show up at Luca. You can drive in with your bikes or ride in with your bikes, either way that you want to go. The Depot District, downtown cultural district kind of tour is about a 2.5-mile loop. And then if you want to connect over to campus and do the tour of the public art collection, that's about a 7.4-mile loop, all of it included.
Right. That sounds wonderful. Best of luck this Saturday for Art Ride LBK, and hope that it continues on. And for both of you, Lindsay Maestri and Emily Wilkinson, thank you both very, very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's edition of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.